Behind her tales of money and power at the Capitol, Nancy Argenziano's message was simple.
Get involved with your government because it's slipping away.
Argenziano is perhaps best known for sending a powerful lobbyist a 25-pound box of cow manure in 2001 when she was serving in the State House. She did so, she explained, to show that lobbyists didn't own her. Argenziano is blunt about what goes on at the state capitol.
The big fight in Tallahassee is who stays in power, and both parties do it. And the thing is money. Money keeps you in power. And who is going to... There are studies right now, I wish I would have told this to everybody, there are studies right now about the selling of policy. That's what's happening. They're selling policy. And you don't sell policy cheap. It comes with very large contributions, and the people of the state of Florida need to know that that's happening, and it happens with both parties.
The Republican made headlines recently as one of the forces behind the PSC's denial of rate increases for Progress Energy and Florida Power and Light. She said that while utilities do have to be healthy companies, legislators should not let millions of dollars they accept from the industry sway them from acting in the public interest. Honest people, she said, are often targeted in Tallahassee, and citizens need to look beyond flashy catchphrases and populist rhetoric when they choose their leaders.
You have to demand answers. You have to say, that's nice. Did you give me those buzzwords that touch my heart, the patriotic stuff, whatever it is, and all the things I want to hear? You got to follow through.
She herself has become a target. Last month, Senate President Mike Haradopoulos proposed including a bachelor's degree as a qualification to serve on, or in Argenziano's case, seek reappointment to, the PSC. Argenziano doesn't have one. She dropped out of veterinary school to raise her son. Governor Crist, who appointed her, has said that you don't need a bachelor's degree to have common sense. Despite her fierce criticism of an institution that she says discourages honesty, Argenziano says it's not hopeless.
Of course there's hope, and it's if people wake up. People wake up and stop worrying about your mocha frappuccinos and the reality shows on television and understand that your government, your representative government, which military men and women are dying for in other countries, is dying. You have to let your legislators know that you are not going to take it anymore. And perhaps once in a while when you see a candidate who is either a Democrat or a Republican and they've got $9 million bankroll campaign, perhaps you should vote for the other guy. And the reason maybe you should vote for the other guy with less money because maybe you're better off. Maybe that guy can't hurt you as much as the one who's collected $9 million for a $30,000 a year job.
Audience member and Democrat Zine Holt said that she found Argenziano's fierce criticisms refreshing.
And I could care less if she's a Republican or a Democrat. This is a woman that is honest and is saying that we want some morality.
Luke Hubler, who sits on the Suncoast Tiger Bay Board of Directors, said that Argenziano was one of the most compelling speakers to grace the podium in recent memory.
She was brutally honest. I think that it's even more surprising she's a Republican and she's not playing the game. She's being outspoken about what the Public Service Commission needs to do. And the people in this state want people they can look towards who are not being influenced by outside money, who are making decisions, looking at the economy and basing their decisions on what the people can afford to pay.
From downtown St. Pete, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.